This is Twit.
Let's see. Let's talk about, you said lots to say about the air tags. They finally, it took them a year to come up.
Did
they ever explain why they've been sitting on these for a year?
Maybe they told Renee. I just want to say about these things. I think they are the hit of the show.
Really?
And that Apple's going to sell tens of millions of these things, 100 million maybe in the first year. It's as fast as they can make them. I mean, they have a billion iPhone owners. Who's not going to want four of these, you know, for their dog, their kid, their husband, and their backpack? I can see this being a $3 billion business before the end
wow.
of the year.
Interesting prediction. This is the only thing from Tuesday that you could order. I had to get up at 5 a.m. to do it, but I ordered four of them, one for my kid, one for my wife, two for me. And the four packs, $25 each, $100, which is, that's what everybody else charges for a Bluetooth tracker. But this does have that secret sauce because there's a billion iPhones out there, and every one of them will phone home if they see your keys, right?
The secret sauce, maybe, but the most annoying thing about it is that you can't simply attach it by itself to something. You have to spend money, more money, in order to buy a holder, a fob for it, to hook it to anything. You know, their own products start at $25 and go up to the $400 Hermes strap. And fortunately, they're also, Belkin has stepped in and has a $13.
They got the cheaper one.
But I want to see if I can get like maybe a little hole punch, you know, and try.
No,
punching a hole in
no,
it so I can,
ain't gonna work.
So I
know,
goes right through the battery.
Renee should explain the real secret sauce, which is the precision of the location
and the UWB.
Right.
So
right
now. I think my theory is that we're really concerned about antitrust because, remember, the Tile CEO, makes a competing very similar Bluetooth tracker. The Tile CEO testified in front of Congress saying, if, you know, Apple's going to put us out of business. Apple's response to that was 2 weeks ago, they opened up Find My. And interestingly, Tile did not sign up for this. So those billion phones will benefit anybody who is a partner in the Find My process. Currently, VanMoof electric bicycles, a couple of models. Belkin's got a device, and Chipolo, which is a tracker-like, Tile-like, AirTags-like competitor. All of those will benefit from the billion phones in your pocket. But there is another feature that only Apple can do, and Renee Ritchie will tell us all about that.
Yeah, I think you're right about the antitrust. You know, I think also, just quickly, Tile would... I always have this problem when people who fill obvious gaps in the market get upset when those obvious gaps in the market get filled. Yeah. This is something that Apple can do really well, but Apple will never address cross-platform, for example, and a lot of families have big gadget love. Like, they have Android and Apple and Windows, and Tile could make a very nice business doing the things that Apple would never do, but they get really upset about the things that Apple does do well, and they could really offer a best-of-breed solution. But I'll save my snark and saltiness for when I go over their testimony. But yeah, I think Apple also... They just knew we weren't going outside, and offering this any earlier would have stunted, would have had a very non-successful launch.
Except that I lose my keys in the house more than anywhere else.
We're the exception, Leo.
Okay.
It's our Apple TV remotes that... but yeah, so if you have a U1-enabled device, which is perplexingly still just the iPhone 11 and iPhone 12, even the latest iPad, as far as I can tell, doesn't have a U1 chip built into it. But if you have either of those new iPhones... you'll be able to do, if you have just a regular device, you'll be able to do Bluetooth location, which means you're in Bluetooth radius of the device. And that's mostly good for general vicinity. Like, if you left it way somewhere else, or you want to try to whittle it down, depending on reflection and, you know, signal strength and all those things, to a room in your house. But if you have one of those U1 devices, it will give you precise spatial positioning, and you have an interface that will point you to the directions. Like, yeah, it's under that sofa cushion over there. Remember where you fell asleep watching TV last night, where you fell asleep watching Captain America and the Winter Soldier last night. It's right under that.
Is there any reason a third party participating in Find My couldn't do that, though? I mean, I could make a little UWB pointer for my Chipolo tag, or no?
Apple doesn't
own that.
No, but I mean, you would just use Apple's. Like, as long as you had a U1 device with you, they would just use Apple's as part of the Find My network.
Right.
It's not exclusive to the Apple version.
So Chipolo could build a U1 UWB chip into a device of theirs, right?
Yeah, the only things that are exclusive to Apple is really like the tight integration with iOS and also the trust relationship a lot of people have with Apple, because you know when Apple does these things, they don't care who you are, they don't care what you do. They have a very good policy around data retention and data exploitation and those sorts of things. So if you care deeply about that, you're going to want to buy the Apple version. But other vendors can you know do more things in those areas.
So they're giving with Find My, they're really... I think it's clearly responding to the antitrust issues. And they're saying, look, we're going to open it up. And you can do 90% of what you would do with an AirTag, you could do yourself.
I think it's half that. And I think also that Apple's never going to make certain products. They are always very tightly focused. They make fewer products than a lot of us would like them to make. And it's like they're never going to make every case. So they have an MFI program for cases. They're never going to make every HomeKit accessory or any HomeKit accessory. So they have that program. And they realize they're never going to make a bike with Find My on it. So it's better to license that out and let other people make those things. And that makes the value, gives Apple a more valuable ecosystem. It gives those companies an easier to implement solution. And it gives us more products to use with the iPhones, which they want to sell more of.
I'm glad I got up at 5 a.m. because apparently the ship dates have been going farther and farther and farther back. They may not, they've had a year to manufacture these. They may not have made enough. Philip, did you buy some?
Sure. I bought four and I got a couple of little dongles.
Yeah. Me too.
We've got the perfect transition to antitrust if you want, because Amy Klobuchar, who knows how to engineer these things, made sure she had the general counsel of Tile testifying to Congress the day after Apple introduced these.
Right.
And I forget the woman's name, but she said that Apple, first of all, you know, worked with them, did everything they wanted, you know, encouraged them to build this device and then pulled them off the store. And she says they actually prohibited Tile from using the, I forget the initials, but the thing that tells you it's under the pillow.
Oh, they said Apple will not let us use UWB.
Yeah.
Interesting.
At the time, but I think since then, I mean, from there, she was recounting previous conversations.
Right.
But I think since then, Apple have said that they are developing this program where you can.
Right. So Kirsten Daru. The Find My was open before this. This was testimony the day after Spring Loaded. It was Wednesday.
Right. Right.
So she would have, but maybe she's saying, well, that's what happened then.
And she gave some other reason API, as to why she didn't want, her company didn't want to be in Find My. And I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was the kind of data that Apple was going to get from their customers, but they would get nothing from iPhone
users. Daru told the Senators, Apple launched this product, as a quote, and it's competing app with the knowledge of a lot of our information about our business. Mm-hmm. This is that old Microsoft technique where you go and say, let's tell you, maybe we want to acquire you or partner with you. Tell us everything. And then see ya, go develop a competing product. They know how our devices do in stores. They know who our customers are. They know our subscription take rates. They know what features people use. I mean, the list goes on and on. I guess that begs the question, well, why'd you tell them all that stuff? Tile CEO CJ Prober issued a statement right after the AirTag announcement on Tuesday. Quote, we welcome competition as long as it's fair competition. Unfortunately, given Apple's well-documented history of using its platform advantage to unfairly limit competition for its products, we're skeptical. So some of this is proactive. Like, well, it hasn't happened yet, but we're not convinced.
Do you feel the same way about Samsung smart tags? I always wonder if this is just...
Yeah, because Samsung has their own thing.
It's a general issue.
The scary thing for Tile and everybody else is the billion phones. Apple, there's... You know, Tracker always, when they used to be an advertiser, they would always talk about their big Tracker network, how many trackers they'd sold. But this comes nowhere near the instant network that Apple offers because of all the iPhones out there.
Yeah, I think Tile is toast, and they know it. And, you know, Apple and antitrust, I think they should be very careful. The Senate... on both sides of the aisle were clearly out to get Apple that day. I forget who made the summation, but it was something like I've been watching Apple and Google defend the patently indefensible.
Yeah.
That if you offered these facts to us to a law school class on antitrust, you'd be laughed out of the room because
it's textbook.
So clearly violates.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and the whole thing is how you define the market. And the Senate and the House seem to be going along with the definition that if you own the platform, and then you have a monopoly in that platform, and the rules of antitrust start applying, and you're not allowed to abuse your power. I mean, I have a running argument with my readers who are all Apple investors, and most of them multimillionaires from the Apple shares they bought.
It's hard not to love a company that's made you rich, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I've watched too many antitrust cases. I remember the Google case very well, the Microsoft case very well, and I remember the Apple Books case very well. And if I learned anything, it's that analogies are cheap. You can talk about railroads, you can talk about ham sandwiches, but you can use them on either side of the argument. And that the history of antitrust legislation, how it's been applied, is so convoluted and complicated, and it can be used to support either side. So I think it really comes down to the will of Congress, and I think I'm seeing which way the wind's blowing.